Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Dondo Investor, The Low-Risk Value Method to High Returns, Monish Pabrai presents a comprehensive guide to investing that turns traditional wisdom on its head. Pabrai, a highly successful investor and entrepreneur, draws from his unique experience and the stories of other successful investors to illustrate the Dondo, or Endeavors That Create Wealth, approach to investing. Released in 2007, this book is sought after for its straightforward, principle-based framework. It lays out the blueprint for an investment strategy that minimizes risks while aiming for outsized returns, tailored for the intelligent investor looking to maximize their investment portfolio's performance without taking on undue risk. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding Dondo principles. Dondo is a Gujarati word which translates to endeavors that create wealth. The book delves deeply into the Dondo framework, rooted in the principle of minimizing risk while seeking high returns, a philosophy contrary to the high-risk, high-reward mantra commonly preached in the investment world. Pabrai meticulously outlines how the shrewd investor can use the heads, I win, tails, I don't lose much approach. By investing in businesses that are simple to understand, have predictable cash flows, and are available at a price significantly below their intrinsic value, investors can significantly mitigate risk. The book provides various examples, illustrating these principles through real-life success stories of investors who have adopted this not-so-conventional approach to wealth creation. Secondly, the tenets of value investing. Pabrai reiterates the value investing philosophy initially popularized by Benjamin Graham and further refined by Warren Buffett. He encapsulates it in what he calls the Dondo framework, distilled into easily digestible tenets for the lay investor. The book emphasizes investing in businesses with durable moats, little to no debt, a significant margin of safety, and highly capable management. Pabrai argues that such investments, made with a long-term horizon in mind, are less likely to be influenced by the market's inherent volatility, thereby safeguarding against permanent loss of capital. Through a myriad of examples, Pabrai shows how adopting a steadfast focus on value, rather than trends or market timing, can lead to substantial wealth accumulation. Thirdly, risk and uncertainty in investing. One of the core principles of the Dondo method that Pabrai elaborates on is the distinction between risk and uncertainty in investments. While the two terms are often used interchangeably, Pabrai outlines how understanding their difference is crucial for the value investor. Risk involves known probabilities of outcomes, whereas uncertainty pertains to scenarios with unknown probabilities. The Dondo investor embraces uncertainty because it is within these scenarios that the most significant opportunities for purchasing undervalued assets arise. By emphasizing the analysis of risk and mitigation strategies, Pabrai guides the investor on how to navigate through uncertainty while minimizing potential downsides, thereby exploiting the market's inefficiencies for high returns. Fourthly, leveraging the power of compounding, Pabrai dwells on the concept of compounding as an investor's greatest ally. By reinvesting returns, an investor can experience exponential growth in their investment over time. However, the key to harnessing the power of compounding is patience and discipline. Pabrai stresses the importance of holding on to investments in value-creating businesses over extended periods. Through this method, the returns not only grow, but do so at an increasingly rapid rate due to the compound effect. He demonstrates through various case studies how a disciplined approach to investing, combined with the time-honored principle of compounding, can lead to enormous wealth creation, highlighting the critical importance of time in the investing equation. Lastly, adopting a cloning strategy. Another compelling strategy Pabrai discusses is the concept of cloning the investment strategies of highly successful investors. He argues that, rather than trying to reinvent the wheel, individual investors can significantly benefit by mimicking the investment decisions of proven investors like Warren Buffett. Cloning, as Pabrai describes, is not about blind imitation, but understanding and adapting the principles that have made these investors successful. By following their investment strategies within the Dondo framework's context, investors can select undervalued companies that offer a high margin of safety and potential for significant returns. This approach encourages learning from established wisdom and applying these lessons to one's investment philosophy. In conclusion, The Dondo Investor is a must-read for anyone interested in personal finance, investment strategies, or economics, perfect for both new investors and those looking to refine their approach to investing. Monish Pabrai's innovative outlook, rooted in the value investing tradition, offers a clear, actionable path towards achieving high returns with low risk. The book demystifies the process of investing, making it accessible to a broad audience and showing that wealth creation is achievable with the right framework and mindset. It's particularly beneficial for those who are prudent, patient, and focused on long-term growth over short-term gains. By adopting the Dondo principles, investors can navigate the often volatile waters of the stock market with confidence and a greater sense of security. If you would like to support Monish Pabrai, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.